Lightship, and this next hour is going to be an hour of healing, and we're going to be doing a lot of energetic work. The Lightship, Light Beings, will be doing this work for you. There's no belief system that you need to have. Just sit back and relax. And I don't like to talk much, but I just will talk briefly about the Lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years for healing. It's the same Lightship that Jesus came from and used to do his miracle healings here and also his ascension work and teachings. So right now what we're going to do for everyone is work with your energetic system. And we're going to first do a chakra alignment here. So you want to just sit back and relax. We're now going to go to your heart chakra. And the light beings will be working with this for you. And like I said, it doesn't take any kind of belief system on your part. You just have to show up. And right now they're connecting with you. A lot of people who are seers or feelers and feelers, they can actually sense the energy coming to them. When people comment back to me, they say they feel this wonderful, warm, loving, peaceful energy just coming over their whole body and over their being. So they actually get very relaxed feeling. And so we're going to go to your heart chakra right now. And here we go. So we're going to adjust your heart chakra so it's going in the right direction. Your heart chakra can be turned around just like all your other chakras. They can be pointed backwards. They can go 90 degrees off. Any direction imaginable, your chakra can rotate and be out of sync with your physical body. And more so, just in sync, you're out of sync with your energetic bodies around you. Naturally, we only know about our physical body because we can't see the other ones, but they all need to be in alignment. So here we go, heart chakra, moving this around now. Yeah, that feels great. And we're going to your throat chakra now. And what will happen is, let's say that you're going to be doing some public speaking, for instance. And some people who are in the audience may want to cord your throat chakra as you talk. So your body goes, oh boy, that's a no-no, I'm being attacked psychically. And on some level of your consciousness, your throat chakra will actually turn backwards to try to deflect the energy. And so when that happens, your energy flow gets cut down. Your body's protected, but it doesn't always revert back to the way it has to be in the correct order afterwards. So right now we're going to your throat chakra, and that's in perfect alignment. Going to your third eye, sixth chakra, there we go. And people say, why don't I ever work with the crown chakra? Well, the Lightship down here does not work with the crown chakra. They're mainly working with the physical body. So that's the reason why I don't work with the seventh chakra. I do once in a while, but mainly we're doing physical healings, and the seventh chakra is not in that realm of experience, okay? It's a very high-dimensional energy, and we're just mainly working with the six chakras that relate to the physical. Now we're going down to the power chakra. This is your solar plexus, and we're moving this around slowly here. There we go, and that's in sync. And now we're going to your second chakra. And that's now being repositioned in the correct order. There we go. And now first chakra, same process. There we go. And if you're in a quiet location and you'd like to have it opened up more, all your chakras, we'll do this right now. I use the word spin. Most chakras, some people are about an inch in diameter. Some go out to about 3 inches. And I normally open them up body width for people so they can flow a lot more energy. Remember, if your chakras are closed down, you're going to be losing life force energy to your physical body and its organs. So here we go. We'll go to the heart chakra first. I'll use the word spin to increase the size of it here. And here we go. Spin, 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 open. And when they're opened up wider and larger, you can become more sensitive. Here we go. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going to go to your power chakra. spin, open. And now second chakra, spin. Some of you out there have second chakra issues, so we're going to do some more. Spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. Okay. And what they're showing me is to help you with connecting your energy of your body. So what we're going to do now is you can visualize, like if you're laying on a massage table right now, and just, again, sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And we're going to put this beautiful energy into your heart center. And we're now going to connect this energy to your right hip. So we're running energy from your heart to your right hip right now. And there we go. That feels great. And now we're going to run the energy from your heart to your hip down to your right knee. There we go. And you may feel your body tingle. Might feel warmth going through your body right now. There we go. And now we're going down to your ankle. So we're going from energies moving from your heart to your right hip to your right knee. Now down to your right ankle. And now we're going to go down to the bottom of your feet and at your toes. And there's energy running there now. Good. That feels great for everyone. Do the same process on the left side of your body. Heart energy now going down to your left hip. There we go. Perfect. And now we're going down to your left knee. And again, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. There we go. That's completed. This is the divine working with you, these beautiful light beings. It's all instantaneous healings. And now we're going down to your left ankle. There we go. And wonderful. That's connected right now. And now we're going to the bottom of your left foot. And now going to your toes. There. Okay. That feels great. And now we're going to run energy in a circular pattern. And this will go from the bottom of your right foot going clockwise as you face your body. And it'll go from your foot up to your heart and around, going out of your bottom of your left foot and back around through your right. And this is a nice energy pattern here in a circle. So now you're going to start feeling the energy moving in your body here. There we go. And I'm watching all this here, watching the light beings working with you up on the Creation Light Ship, running the energies down here for you. There we go. Like I said in the past, I am a doctor on the Creation Light Ship. I'm also here in physical form, and I bilocate instantly and bring back information all the time if I need to. So I'm bilocating continuously. There we go. And I'm like a regular person, like everyone out there, down here on the earth plane, but the other part of me is up on the light ship working. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing to the upper part of your body. So we're going to take the energy from your heart center now, and we're going to put it all through your body cavity right now. So you may feel your heart chakra opening up larger. It's going to be connecting to all the chakras in your body right now, running beautiful energy through your body. You may start feeling very relaxed when this happens. And the physical body will do what it needs to do to heal itself. So, and normally when the tension gets released from you and your muscles begin to relax, then your body will start to heal. There we go. And now we're going to start working with the energy going from your heart, going to your right shoulder. Perfect. Now we're going down to your right elbow. The heart energy going from your heart to your right shoulder, now to your right elbow. And now we're going down to your wrist, heart to wrist, right side. And now we're going heart to fingers, right side. Perfect. And now go to the left side of your body. I'm going to go heart to your left shoulder. There's some blockages there from some people. Their knowledge being released. perfect. Now we're going to your elbow, left elbow, heart, shoulder to elbow. Perfect. And now we're going to your wrist, heart, shoulder, elbow, now down to your left wrist. Good. And now we're going down into the palm of your hand and your fingers. So the heart connection now is going into your fingers. And much like we did now earlier with your feet, we're now going to make a circle of energy from your hand. So go to your right hand, and energy will be moving around, going through your body up to the up your arm, to your shoulder, to your heart, to the other shoulder, going down your left hand, and now it's going to go over and around to your right hand, and we'll do this energy spin here, and this is going to balance your body. This is much like polarity therapy here, and now we're doing the same thing to your feet, and we're doing some cross connections now from your shoulder down to your feet, opposite sides. Left shoulder, right foot, and now we're going right shoulder, left foot, and the same thing with the hands. Left hand, right foot, and right hand, left foot. There we go. And if anyone would like to call in, they can do so in the next maybe 5 minutes. That'd be great. If you need to call in, you can. Ask some questions. And right now we are going into another mode of healing here. And what we're going to do is connect your mind to your heart. This is where you want to go for your spiritual guidance. It's very important to get your guidance from your heart center and not from your head. Your head can give you entities, give you false information, and that you don't want to have. You want to get your complete spiritual guidance from you, the divine that you are. So here we go. You can just visualize, if you like, an elevator. We're going from the 10th floor, which will be, say, your forehead, your mind, and the first floor will be in your heart center. So here we go. And I'll count backwards as we make this connection. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it again here. That's a little stronger connection for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, another connection. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And it's like one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. And just kind of sit back and relax. And I'll put some music on here for about a minute so you can just kind of enjoy the session here and make your own connection with your spiritual guidance, your own spirit. And I'll be back again in about a minute. Going to do another special healing here, and this healing is going to again open up some more energy systems in your body here, and we're going to run some golden light energy through you. This again is from the creation light shift. This is pure gold energy, just kind of sit back and relax. So here we go. It's coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and relax here and enjoy this energy here. Now we're going to bring some more energy in, and this will be a golden light energy with some rainbow energies to it here. These are all special vibrations for ascension, and they're coming in right now to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax here and let the energies do some healing work on you. Do right now is do an entity clearing for everyone. We don't want to have entities with us, so it's very nice to get rid of them. This will put you more into your body. So here we go. Doing some releasing now. You may feel energies in your body leave. You might feel a warmth come into your body as you're all particular spirit joins with you, these fragments of who you are. Remember, each moment by moment, as your spirit looks out of your eyes, each time it experiences trauma, pain, anger, frustration, anything like this, if it's not complete love energy, it'll like run away. And if it was too traumatic for your own particular spirit at that time, it'll may not want to come back to you. So what we're doing now is retrieving these energies. And most people are only 20% in their bodies because of the ways of the life on the earth here is. And if you're only 20% in your body, the remainder 80% is normally entities because they need your physical body to live with and live on its energy system. So they reclaim energy that way. These emotional bodies of people who have been deceased, which you may call ghosts and poltergeists, etc., that can attach to us. They can come outside of ourselves and take our energy. They live on emotional energy. and or they can come into our consciousness fully and do weird things. If you look at someone and you see their eyes heavily glossed over, they're not home. Something else is looking at you. The body will still function. It can talk and do whatever it needs to do, but if the person looks like that, they're not home. And in the worst case, you might say they are possessed. But basically, we all have entities. It's very common here. And it's up to you to clean yourself out enough to allow these entities to leave you. So we're going to bring more of you into your body right now. So here we go. Now count to 10 as your spirit joins your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do another entity release here. And you may start feeling a little more heavier, because when your spirit is with you, you become heavier in your body. That lets you know that's your home. When you're out of your body, you're very light. And here we go. And your spirit's being cleansed and purified right now, and it's ready to come back to you, and it'll come in the way it needs to. There's nothing for you to do. Like I said, the light ship is doing this for you. These beautiful light beings are here to assist you. So here they are. Here you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So just kind of sit back and relax a little bit here. And if you would like to click on your monitor here and scroll down onto my show, which is tonight, which is Friday night, and I'm doing it right now. I'm just click on Creation Lightship Healings, and then scroll down if you're not already there. And beneath the flower, you're going to see this beautiful light beam, and we're going to activate her. She'll bring her energy from the Creation Lightship down into your monitor screen, and she'll activate her photograph. And what I'd like you to get also, maybe in the next 5 minutes, is get a glass of water. And we'll have her activate this water for you. It'll be attuned strictly just for you. And it'll have special light codes in this water. And you're going to be able to see how it tastes afterwards. It takes about a minute to change the water frequency. I had someone who attempted to analyze the water. They gave me a telephone call, and they had a dark field microscope, and they looked at it and said, well, the water didn't look any different than the other water before, but it tastes different. And that's true. So this is very high-tech healing, and it doesn't always show up here in the physical with our technologies that we have here to monitor things. So if you wanted to sit back and watch this beautiful light beam right now, and she's going to start to energize the photo. She's telling me it'll take about 10 more seconds. And she's integrating with it right now. And now she's starting. And just kind of look at her. If you want to blink your eyes a few times, you may see a change, maybe more readily, just instead of staring at her. But she'll change regardless. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. And she's starting right now. And I see her glowing a little more on the page here, on the monitor screen, I should say. And it's kind of like she's being separated from the photo slightly. She's becoming more pronounced, more three-dimensional as she's coming forward in the photograph here. And her rays are changing colors slightly. And she's emitting a lot more light than what she had initially. Remember, she's bringing her perfect spirit energy into this photograph here. And what you could do now, if you wish, is get your glass of water. And I'll give you about a minute to do this here. We're still energizing the photograph here. And what we're going to do right now is energize the water here. So the process is very simple. Just put the glass in front of you. And it can be any size of container that you wish to have. And you want to put one hand on each side of your container right now. And I'm getting mine ready right here, right now. Okay, and she's going to start to energize this water for us here. So just kind of sit back and relax here. And she's going to start to energize the water for you. This will take about a minute. You may feel your hands pulsate. It may buzz. And just kind of have this experience. It's a personal one for yourself here. Just take a sip of your water right now and see how it tastes. For me, it's very sweet, very juicy, very silky. And what you can do now is request healing now from this beautiful light beam. She's going to fill your whole room full of this beautiful energy of healing. This is divine healing. This is first cause energy from the creation light shift. There's no judgment at all in this healing energy. And this is the energy that created you. So I'll put some music on again and just sit back and relax. Request your healings. Just do it inside of your head. And she'll facilitate healings with you from the light shift. Thank you. Okay. And you probably felt some energy flowing in your body. You may have some tingles or warmth right now going into your body. And you can still watch the light being on the screen if you like. But your whole room should be blessed now with this beautiful healing energy. This energy works only in the now, because the light ship only works in the now. The light only works in the now. And so this is the way the healings work. And you can still request healing now. If the healing that you just received isn't quite adequate enough for you and you want to have more healing, just keep requesting. The divine will never go past your free will. The divine always sees you as perfect, whole, and complete. And so if they work on you one time, then you have one result. And if it's not enough for you, then you want to ask them more. So just naturally keep asking for additional healing. What we're going to do now is an emotional healing, which is what I do down here. I charge $5 for each year of your life. So if you're, say, the age of 30, it's $150. If you're over the age of 60, I don't charge over $300. It takes about 1 hour to do, and it's the best healing that I can do for anybody on the planet here. I can work with grandparents and children. They don't have to be on the phone with me. The divine will work with them automatically. I just need to have a connection from you to them, and then the healing will work. What this healing does, it heals your spirit, which is what needs to be done to have your spirit be the conduit for the divine energy to flow into you. If you have a problem with your physical body, so does your spirit. So the spirit always has to be healed first. The next thing is healing will heal the emotional body, which has all the imprinting of everything you went through on this planet in this lifetime. And normally it's hangs on to more of the traumas, which is more of a negative energy. And these traumas are what causes your physical illnesses. And what happens is that your ancestors, in working through your body genetics, which created you today upon your birth, is full of judgment. And this judgment energy is what you're dealing with in this lifetime, which is separation from spiritual truth. And so what happens is your physical body in this lifetime will find ways to bring these events up in your life. And it could be a situation from the past, or it could just be some type of energy blockage that you need to deal with so your body can live longer. And that's what people kind of coin as spiritual lessons. Well, it's not really a lesson. It's just having you unblock the energy so the body can live longer. And there's really no such thing as spiritual lessons or having to know more about anything more spiritually, because you have everything with you. That's the sad thing is people go outside of themselves find spirituality, and you can never obtain it. Your spiritualness is with you completely throughout your whole lifetime. It's your spirit that resides in your heart center. And this is where you need to go to have your life work better for you. So your spirit is here to help heal your body. Since you needed some way to express yourself from the invisible, you came into a physical life form, which is your human body. And this is how you're viewing life here now, in a spiritual way. And your spirit is basically perfect, but it does take on the imprinting from the emotions. So this emotional clearing clears that out of it. Normally when someone passes over, it takes about 50 years for them to clear their spiritual body. This clearing does it instantly. So naturally when that happens, you can get more energy to come into your physical body. And the emotional clearing then also clears away the densities in your physical body. So it's three healings in one. So if you have some type of physical ailment, you definitely want to have your emotions cleared so that you can have the spiritual energy come into your body more fully and to help heal you. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time in your life, and we're going to go back a few years here. So just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do or even to know, because this healing works instantly. It's divine healing. And here we go. From this point in time to your last birthday, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There you go. So this healing is about 90% completed. When I do someone's whole lifetime, then it's I go over these years many, many times, and it's 100% healing. But just sit back now and look at some type of event that happened to you in the last, say, 3 years, and just see how you feel about it. Just look at the event, and normally people are afraid to look at things because it puts them into the fear mode or regret mode, anxiety, etc. But just kind of look at the situation now. Take about a half a minute here, and just have the experience now of looking at this experience that you had, and it should be very, very distant to you. Okay, next we're going to do an emotional clearing. Again, this is going to be a feeling body clearing. We just did an emotional. Your feeling body is a little different than the emotional body. The emotional body, in a sense, is how your body stores an event. Let's say a car accident, having a broken arm, etc. And it stores it as normally a negative experience, okay? And mainly we're dealing with traumas here, okay? Now, the feeling body is, how much did your body actually feel during this event? How much pain intensity was there? Okay? How much fear did it put it into your experience? How did it imprint into you? How much negative traumas? And so the feeling body is a different body in itself. And we'll do a clearing on that now. So we're going to go right now from this point in time, back to your last birthday. Same type of clearing. There's nothing for you to do, to know. Just sit back and relax. The divine will do this healing for you. So here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Remember, these light being doctors are doing this clearing for you. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. Now, a lot of women use their feelings to experience energies. So you go into a room, and all of a sudden they activate their lower chakras. So instead of using their third eye to look around, they use their body energy. And they sample energy in a room just to see how safe it is for them to be in a room or how it is to meet a person. And so they work with feelings a lot. Most women do this. So just sit back now and relax and look at another situation, the same one that's happened in the last 3 years. And take a deep breath and just look at it, and I'll see you back in about another half a minute. Okay, and now we're going to check out and do another healing here. So kind of look at your two different energies, your emotional body and your feeling body. And you're going to know that they're both different. Although the end result is that you may be feeling a lot more peaceful in your body. Your body may become more relaxed, which is what it needs to do to heal. Your muscles may be loosening up. So we're going to do another body here. And this is the body which I call the pain body. Now what happens on the creation light ship, each time we do one of these healings, there's at least three to maybe five light beams pulling up the complete database of you. And this database is the only place where this energy is stored as far as your record of who you are. This is not the Akashic Records. That does not contain everything about you. The light ship has everything about you on it because they created you. And this, the pain body, if you ever had anything happen to you that caused you physical body pain, this body is another necessity to have it healed because you want to get rid of the pain because your body can recycle pain over again. So same process again. There's nothing for you to know or do. Just sit back and relax. So we're going from this point in time back to from your birthday back from right now back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, feeling a lot of energy in my shoulders right now from someone. Third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and again, just kind of see how your body feels. Maybe get up and walk around a little bit. And I'll give you maybe a couple of minutes here to experience this beautiful healing here. Just stretch and bend over. And do what you need to do to see how well this healing has worked for you in releasing this beautiful, your block pain. It's not beautiful pain, but it's the block pain that you've had. You should feel a little more relaxed. Hopefully you have some pain released out of your body right now. And this coming show, which will be tomorrow, which will be Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to talk about earthly reincarnation and why you're stuck here. So it'll be a quite interesting show. It'll be my perception of the situation along with some of the lightship's energies coming through. It's very interesting. This is my first lifetime here in about 3,000 years, so I have a whole different take on what happens here and looking at people's belief systems. I don't do any book reading whatsoever. I haven't read a book in 30 years because I don't need to know information because it's not worth it to me to do a lot of reading. I just get plugged in instantly for what I need to know. And at first it was very frustrating because I wanted to get more information. I said, no, don't read any books. You're going to be taking on someone else's belief system. And I go, well, wow, this is hard for me to live here this way because I need to know something. But the actual true reality is that all I need to have myself is a light shift's energy. And we'll be covering other topics each night. So it'll be quite fascinating to tune in each time we have a show. And naturally, every show will have healing on it. This is free healing for the people online. If we do go to the Creation Light Shift and I transport you there out of time, it will not work on the archives. Everything on this show will, because you're not on the light ship at this time. We're just running the energy down here for you. And like I said, this is the same light ship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago. And I have people asking me, they say, gee, Ron, I've never heard of this light ship before. I said, well, you know, if you could have full awareness and if you were here when Jesus walked the earth, you would definitely know about it. But naturally, it only comes here once every 2,000 years, so it is kind of different and unusual to talk about the light ship this way, but this is what it's here to do, is to help people for the ascension process. And like I have mentioned in the past, the light ship is attuning people with typically 48 strands of DNA. A lot of those are invisible to us. And the light ship is working with the earth spirit. And the earth spirit is going to be shifting and going to a much higher vibration. It already has created its planet. It's completed now fully. And this planet will be created in the eighth dimensional reality, as we would talk about realities down here. So for myself as a human, you know, I don't even know what the fourth dimensional reality is. I can kind of visualize that. I can't see invisible beings in rooms and places. That may be in the fourth dimension. But other than that, it's kind of like all a bunch of talk, but basically it's going to a much, much higher consciousness. And this is what the light ship does for people when they go on it. It may take many times up to be attuned, but the light beings are with you once you go up to the ship and have some healing work done. I've had people comment who were seers. They said, well, gee, I was going to a practitioner, and all of a sudden I saw this light being come into the room around you, and they were protecting you from what I was doing to them if it wasn't proper, or they'd even ask some of the practitioners what they're doing to the people and watching their energy, because you are protected once you go to the light ship. The fact that you're into this higher vibrational frequency on the light ship, they do provide you with spiritual protection from other elements around. So what we're going to do right now is just some more healing down here. This will still work on the archives. And what we're going to do is work with your timing. Timing is very important. Many people are not in time. If you're a thinker and you're ahead of yourself, you may not have manifestations work for you down here. So you want to be in time with sync with the energies that are here. And mainly you want to be in sync with the spirit's energy, and the spirit is always in time, in universal time. So what we're going to do now, and you'll probably feel the shift. I've worked with people. One person was about 8 months in the future, and that was quite a ways out. I'd say most people are probably at least a day or two out of time, to maybe about a month. So what I'm going to do is count from 10 backwards and I'm going to put you into universal time. So here we go. What I'll do is first come back to today, and then we'll go from today to this exact moment. So here we go. So just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now you're one day out of time. So wherever you were prior to this, you're one day out. You may feel your energy shifting. You may have a little a better consciousness, be a little more connected. You might feel not quite as disoriented with your life. You might feel a little more secure in your consciousness. So now we're going to go from this day down to this moment, and I'll count to 10 again. This will put you right into universal time. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Now you're completely in sync with universal time. So I'll let you just kind of sit back and enjoy this for a minute and think about things that you would have thought of before that didn't seem to work for you. You may have your spiritual answers. You should still be connected to your heart center if you didn't get disturbed or distracted. So I'll give you a minute just to contemplate being in sync with universal time and in sync with your own divine spirit. Give you a nice experience now. What we're going to do now is do an alignment to your spiritual bodies right now. This will take about 1 minute, and again, just sit back and relax, and this energy is starting to work with you. There are many invisible energies that make up your physical body, and they can get out of sync, out of alignment. Just like being in your body backwards, they all have an effect on you. So right now we're probably at about 50% on the alignment here. And now we're at 60. You won't probably feel anything until we hit about 90 to 95%. So now we're at 70. And now we're at 80. And you may start to feel your body come back together again. You won't feel as fragmented. Okay, 85%. 90%. Okay, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and now you're in complete alignment, 100%. So again, just sit back and relax here. I'll just play some music for you, and you can enjoy being in this state. And again, ask your spirit for guidance. This is what it's there to do for you. I know. Okay, so hopefully that was a very nice experience for you here. And what we're going to do now is another healing. And we're going to bring in some energies from the creation light shift. This will resonate to you just wonderfully. These are be like a rainbow energy. And these energies, as far as we're concerned, will look like a rainbow. But they're just very, very high frequency. And so they're coming in right now. And I'm just going to put some music on again here. And it just allow you to have an experience with this beautiful rainbow energy. Body should feel a little better right now. And what we're going to do is do another healing here. Remember, this is the show where you have free healings from the Creation Light Shift. And if you'd like to pay for some, I also would appreciate that too. I love having donations for healings. So here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go and work with the energies that are inside of your mouth. So anybody who has a problem with cavities, gum infection, etc., maybe they smoke too much and have a problem with their vocal cords, etc., what we're going to do now is bring down from the light ship here a beautiful healing energy. And this energy, I'm perceiving the way it looks, is like violet with little gold sparkles and specks in it. And remember, the light ship doesn't require you to have any type of belief systems on religion or anything else. If you show up, they will help you. And so this energy now is coming down, and this beautiful light being is helping you. That's on your computer screen right now. You may want to just take a look at her, and she'll be transmitting to you this beautiful energy. And so just kind of sit back and relax. I'll put some music on again and request your healings. And we'll just see how well this could work with you right now. These energies are very peaceful, very loving. And you may feel your heart chakra just expand out now during this process here. And I'll see you back in about 2 minutes. a lot of work being done now, so we'll just continue on for maybe about 3 more minutes here and just kind of sit back and relax. You may feel energies inside of your mouth move. They can align your teeth if you have a problem with your teeth. They work with cavities. And right now I see them working on the throat quite a bit, so you can just sit back and relax and give thanks and ask for your healing. You have a lung condition, I'll request healing there, and they'll start to work in your lungs. So just sit back and relax and request your healing. That you enjoyed your healings this evening. And what we're going to do now is just kind of close here. And my show tomorrow night, we'll be talking about earthly reincarnation here, why you've been stuck here. We'll get into a lot of reasons why you don't feel adequate about yourself. Other shows will talk about off-planet energy attachments and cordings that take your energy. We don't talk about anything that happens here on this planet about the governments. This is mainly about healing. And the healing is strictly for off-planet energies. I do many sessions with people where I disconnect them from the planetary energies. There's 13 of them that cord you. that just maybe take about a third to half of your energy away from you. And it's very nice to have this one clearing. But I do many, many things here. And it's up to you to, you know, step forward to want to heal yourself. And that's the whole thing, is all the sacred teachings are to go inside, work with your spirit, know who you are, know what your mission is here, and to get out of your head so you can become more spiritual inside of yourself. And so the main thing is just to go inward. So this is Ronnie Ametron. I'm the Creation Light Shift Ambassador on this planet, and I hope that you all received your wonderful healings this evening. This show that we have is completely about healings. It's three nights a week. It's on Wednesdays in the daytime, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then naturally tonight on late night, it starts at 9:30. And then on Friday, on the daytime schedule, it starts at 9 p.m. And this is where you can have divine healing from the Creation Lightship. And have a wonderful experience. So this light being on your computer screen will be activated for another half an hour, so you can request more healings, and then the energy will be taken away from this photograph. So in closing, thank you all for being with me this evening, and have a wonderful evening, wonderful sleep, and blessings to all of you.